Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, a gentle breeze sweeps through Tel Aviv, with cooler temperatures making for a pleasant evening walk. In Jerusalem, it's a calm night, perfect for a quiet reflection. Over in Haifa, the air is crisp and clear. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel is gearing up for potential renewed confrontations with Iran. The country is working with the U.S. to build a target bank, with possible implications for Lebanon. Also, Mariv reported 6 hours ago that a senior UAE official issued a rare warning to Israel. This follows a denied secret visit by Netanyahu to the UAE during ongoing tensions with Iran. Also this hour. I-24 News says CENTCOM announced earlier today that Iran's support for Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis has been cut off. Separately, JNS covered earlier today that Senator Rubio dismissed claims that former President Trump acted against Iran for Israel's benefit. He emphasized Iran's growing missile capabilities as the real concern. And finally, JTA reports from earlier today that gap year programs in Israel are seeing enrollment numbers bounce back to pre-October 7th levels. This reflects a renewed interest among teens in seeking Jewish connections. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English just minutes ago shared that the Israeli military issued evacuation warnings to residents in Lebanon's Baqa region and the south. This comes ahead of possible military actions. Amishai Stein reported moments ago that a U.S. State Department source described today's talks with Israel as productive and positive, with more details expected tomorrow. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 highlighted a senior State Department official's comment a short time ago. The official mentioned a full day of talks between Israel and Lebanon, with plans to continue discussions tomorrow. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's preparations with the U.S. for potential conflict with Iran. According to Ynet, this includes building a comprehensive target bank. The focus is on potential fallout in Lebanon, highlighting the region's tense dynamics. The implications are significant, as any escalation could impact regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to the UAE's warning to Israel, Mariv notes this comes after a denied visit during ongoing hostilities with Iran. The senior Emirati commentator warned of severe consequences. This development underscores the delicate balance Israel must maintain in regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, CENTCOM's announcement about Iran's severed support to proxy groups signals a shift in the region's power dynamics. I-24 News suggests this could weaken groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. The strategic cutoff could alter the balance of power, impacting future conflicts. Separately, Senator Rubio's comments on Trump's actions against Iran place focus on Iran's military buildup. JNS reported that Rubio pointed to Iran's expanding missile capability as a global threat. This perspective challenges narratives about U.S.-Israel relations, emphasizing broader security concerns. Finally, the resurgence of gap year program enrollments in Israel, as reported by JTA, indicates a rebound in Jewish cultural engagement among youth. This comeback highlights a desire for identity connection and cultural exploration, despite recent tensions. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that the war in Iran is causing a ripple effect. Hedge funds are shifting investments into agricultural commodities, raising fears of broader price hikes. Separately, Walla Business reveals concerns about Israel's financial health. The auditor's report shows a significant budget deficit, 8 times the original forecast, posing challenges for future fiscal stability. And finally, Globes highlights Israeli company Gong's success, with its ARR exceeding $500 million. This development eases fears about AI's economic impact, showcasing Israel's tech prowess. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.